Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, everyone.
What's up? What's up, idiots? You're listening to
Studio Lab. Cool.
Hey, George. I'm sorry. I really like to try to come in with some sort of bizarre energy to maybe snap myself into.
Yeah. And then kind of abandon it halfway.
Yeah. I kind of freak out because I can see your judging eyes and I say, okay, I'm about to get fired from my own pod.
And so, that is always under the surface is, will I fire you this episode?
The power structure here is I'm very much the employee and you are the employer. And, you know, the money is good. I definitely think that
I'm funding all of it with my immense family wealth.
And that's amazing. Like, I'm definitely so grateful to your parents and even you.
Yes.
But I do live
my
in
parents,
fear.
Tom and Clacinda Steyer. Have you seen Tom Steyer's wife?
No, is she a fucking babe?
She has a barbed wire tattoo on her arm.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. No, wait, no, it's not a barbed wire. It is a, like, tribal thing.
Wow, so she's like totally punk rock.
She is punk rock. Well, they have this thing, which is why, like, against all my better judgment, I am kind of drawn to him, which is they have the, like, rich Bay Area California vibe.
Okay.
That makes me feel at home because I spent 6 years in the Bay Area and because I know a lot of people like that. And so that's why I'm voting for him.
You know what's crazy is that now that he's dropped out, I'm missing him every day.
I would say he was, you know, because there was no way he was ever going to win or anything, so he didn't pose a threat. I think he was overall a positive presence in that he just, like, clearly loves, is horny for Bernie.
He's the only candidate that actually brought levity to this time.
I agree.
And that's kind of a crazy feat. He gets Miss Congeniality for the season.
Oh my God, 100%. Congratulations, Tom
Steyer. Tom Steyer.
On Miss Congeniality.
All the queens are so proud of you, and we love you.
Yeah.
So, when are you voting?
Can I just, like, say something?
Yeah.
I can't hear anything in my headphones.
Yeah, I can't either, but
Oh my God, now I can. That's okay, now crazy. We can begin. Now press play.
If you're listening, press play.
So how have you been?
How have I been? really good.
Good.
Actually incredible. I started, what sucks is that this is all going to be so irrelevant so soon, but last night I watched a lot of Love is Blind.
I haven't watched that yet.
You know, it's...
I know everyone's obsessed.
It is one of the top 10 horny shows I've ever seen. It's like a form of BDSM, this show. Like, everyone's being like, they're not allowed to see or touch, but they're like, have to turn each other on with their voices. And then, like, they finally get to meet up and they're like, whoa, we've never seen each other and we're so turned on. And then they just, like, have a hotel room for a weekend. And that's kind of where I'm at.
I do want to acknowledge, as you were saying that and explaining how erotic it was, the lights dimmed along with your voice.
Yeah, this show, the guys on this show are hot.
Is it straight only?
Yeah. Because,
nice.
And the point is, because if a gay man was like, yeah, I'm meeting up with this stranger to like have sex and maybe spend the rest of my life with, it'd be like, yep,
like,
that's
okay, that's
normal.
A Tuesday.
Yeah, like, who among us hasn't just gone into a door that's been left ajar and hooked up with the person on the other side?
I mean.
Have you not done that? Wait, George, have you not done that?
Have I not gone into a room that had a door left ajar and hooked up with someone?
Yeah.
In what context? Oh, like, but I knew I was meeting up with them. It's not a random door.
Yeah, but you didn't know who they were.
No, I've never done it without knowing who they are.
Okay, suddenly I'm a psychopath.
Wait, can you explain? How do you get to that point?
It's like when someone's like doesn't have a face pic on Grindr and they're like, but I am in this hotel. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, but you planned to meet up with them.
Yeah, but
is what I'm saying.
Know
it's not a random door that's ajar.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm right.
Okay, but you're literally going to fire me for this, and it's just because you're misunderstanding me. Like, it's still, I don't know them, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh, and how has that been for you?
Bad.
Yeah.
Scary.
Cool.
But kind of rushing and thrilling, you know?
Yeah. You know what that reminds me of? Did you see that thread that Pete Buttigieg had where he was, like, talking about how one time all the lights went off at one of his rallies, and then he was like, people started turning on their phone lights one by one, and I couldn't tell if they were white or black or Asian or native or straight or gay. And then someone, Marcela Aguayo, quote tweeted it and was like, glad Pete is finally coming clean about his glory hole days. But I just love that.
I just love Pete. So talented.
Do you know what we should talk about? Our photo shoot.
Yeah, so we actually did do a photo shoot this week. How was that for you?
Okay, so, and actually, I'm so glad that we're talking about it now.
Breaking our silence.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing is, so we were trying to do a photo shoot outside, but it was the one day this entire winter where it was so windy that we literally couldn't do anything. So we had like a little backdrop that our creative director brought and it kept ripping because of the wind. So then we ended up doing it inside and the vibe ended up looking very much like Terry Richardson 2011
American Apparel
vibes. Yeah, it was like white wall and then like just us and then flash. And I mean, obviously everyone listening will already know what it looks like because it will be the thumbnail of our podcast. But we had two looks. One was like us kind of in scrubs, but make it space, but make it gay.
Yeah.
And accurate. Make it space.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it was my idea to also do sexy looks in which you were wearing a mesh top and I was wearing kind of an unzipped puffy white vest.
Yes.
And we don't know if we're going to release those photos anytime soon.
Well, those are the After Dark photos.
They're the After Dark photos.
And what's crazy is they are deeply sexy.
They're insanely sexy. And also, I was like, am I okay? Like, I went...
What
did
you mean?
Notice that I went into a zone when Mike was taking photos of me where I was like...
I did notice that.
Yeah, it was weird.
Dare I say, there was a she-wolf in your closet.
It was insane.
And you really let her out.
I really did.
It was crazy to see you in that context because I know you as this sort of nose-in-the-books intellectual professor at Harvard University.
I had my dick out.
And you were like, you were giving like full porn face. Like,
I know,
mouth
I
open, like
so
eyes
humiliated.
Like hungry for cock.
After I left, I was like, I mean, it goes to show you how good of a, I mean, how comfortable I felt with Mike, our director.
I thought you were going to say, it just goes to show how like good of a performer
I am. No, because I'm normally not like that at all. In fact, I remember one time when Sandy Honig, shout out, was taking my headshots.
Wait, the pronunciation of that.
Is it Honig?
Yeah.
Did I say Honig?
You definitely said Honig.
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 The official narrative is that I said Honig.
You said Honig, and she's going to find out, and she's going to be
she
pissed.
She is, and I'm so sorry. Please watch Three Busy Debras premiering soon on Adult
March
Swim.
March 29th.
Is it actually March 29th?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Why do I know that? Why do I know that? Oh, my God.
So when Sandy was taking my headshots at this point, you know, 3 years ago, I distinctly remember her being like, me doing such a bad job that she was like, okay, who do you know that's good at taking photos? And I remember like earlier that day I'd been with one of our friends and she was like, and I said his name, and she was like, okay, try to channel him.
Dox him. What was his name?
It was Matt Rogers.
There you go. Yeah.
But yeah, I really did. I don't know if I will ever show those photos. Some of those photos of me, I'm, you know, I did recently send one to a lover.
One of those?
Yeah.
Well, then you're not that ashamed.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you're getting your money's worth, honey.
My favorite thing about them, though, is because a peek behind the curtain for all our listeners, we bought a bunch of clothes for the shoot that we then plan on returning just to have a lot of options. And so in the photos, you can fully see a Uniqlo tag on the white pants that I'm wearing that will then be like photoshopped out. But it does add an extra kind of layer of DIY realness to it.
Yeah, that's really tasteful in a way.
Yeah.
Whoops, I just burped into the microphone.
Wow.
Cut that.
But you also, not to, you know, go back and forth complimenting one another, but I felt like your mesh top looks extremely hot.
I felt like they made me look very hot. And
you looked like...
I looked like beefy, kind
beefy,
of.
Beefy, yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was, but we did fail the can two gays do a photo shoot without a mesh top challenge.
We did fail it, yeah. And then at the end, I was like, as much as I was so into it while it was happening, at the end, I was like, wait, I don't want to be like, I don't want either of us to be those people that think comedy is
hot.
Posting a photo of your ass.
I know, but I've already been there, and it was kind of fun.
I know.
And honestly, people like it, and I like it.
Yeah, and I thought we were funny enough in our... There were enough kooky things that were happening... that I don't feel like it was purely just us doing a model photo shoot.
No.
And
then
calling it comedy.
There were plenty of props to imply, hey, this is a bit.
I was wearing a golden ring on top of blue medical gloves.
You'll see. You'll see.
You'll see.
You'll see. Oh, my God.
And also, you can kind of see the body dysmorphia radiate from me, and I think that adds to it not feeling self-indulgent.
No.
No.
You in that vest, not to just, like, tell each other
no,
that we're hot.
Please tell me.
You in that vest with all that hair popping through. Ooh, baby. I was like, okay.
And I am like at the very tail end of my hair. Like, because I, as many of my fans know, once a month I trim my entire body with a number 3.
Wow.
And this is at the tail end of that. Like, I would say trimming day is maybe like tomorrow.
Wow.
So it is like the hairiest anyone will ever see me.
I mean, I was really grateful, and I think our fans and listeners will be really grateful too.
And we've talked about how you are jealous of my body hair, and I am jealous of your lack of body hair.
Yeah, we definitely.
If only there was a way to kind of shape up all my hair and then glue it onto you.
We definitely need a witch to Freaky Friday us, because I think if I had a lot of hair all over my body, I would be happier.
Yeah.
It would be so hot.
I do think you'd be happier.
Isn't it
crazy?
You. Okay, here's what makes me mad.
Yeah, tell me.
Why can't we just pick our, like, why can't we wake up and, like, pick the body type we want for the day? Like, that makes me so mad.
Literally just hearing you say that made me so relaxed. Just that possibility.
Wait, should we, like, actually start the pod?
Yeah. Okay, listeners, please press play now.
Press play now, because you're going to want to hear what's about to happen, because we're about to introduce our guest for the day.
And the thing with this guest is that he already, there's a mythology attached to him on this podcast.
He is a recurring character in a way, sort of the New York City to our Sex and the City girls.
Yeah, you might recognize him from our segment, Name One Person You Hate and the Answer Has to Be Charlie Bardet. Created by past guests and very toxic individuals, Celeste Yim.
You know, when they came on the show, I really was like, this is going to be a beacon of hope.
I know.
And then it was maybe our darkest pod yet.
Darkest pod. And re-listening to it, I was like, I actually am like very good friends with Charlie. And yet Celeste really brought out, I mean, I really dragged him through the mud in that episode.
It was a true hit job, and now he's here to defend himself.
Yeah.
So,
and in fact, we considered sending him the Celeste episode and then decided not to.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually do need to re-listen to it to make sure it's not mean.
No, it's not mean. It's just like,
wait, can I say that I got this like from like multiple people? Like Celeste told me, and you guys were like, oh, haha, we just recorded an episode like all about you. And I was like, haha. Like,
I know. Well, it's
what was like the vibe? And it took me a long time to get a straight answer. And I honestly never did. Well, I was like, what's that? Like, haha, everybody hates Charlie. And I was like, well, that's a joke, right?
So I can tell you exactly what it is because I just re-listened to it. I first bring you up because we were talking about SNL and you had recently texted me that something along the lines of every other week, it's My Morning Jacket and Eli Manning. And I just thought that was like a very funny pairing of possible SNL. So I said that you texted me that. And then Celeste was like, oh, it's so funny that you bring up Charlie because I was just with him. And I said, I'm going to a podcast recording. He said, he's also going to a podcast recording. And I said, are you going to George and Sam's? And he was like, no. And so then the bit became that we like intentionally didn't ask you.
Got it.
And that's why it became mean.
Got it.
It was like play mean.
Yeah.
Right.
But then it was like.
But then Celeste kept upping the ante to the point where there was a segment called Name Who You Hate and the answer has to be Charlie Bardet.
I was sort of playing into the thing as well of being like, oh, I'm hurt by this. Yeah, but then also in a way where I don't think it was clear to you guys.
I thought you were hurt.
Right, exactly. And I don't think I knew whether or not I was hurt, but I was just sort of following that and seeing where it took me.
And as we know, I've experienced that before when I very famously subtweeted someone in a way that I thought was loving and fine, and then I told him about it, and he was like, oh, okay, but now we're in a good place.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And sometimes you have to power through the conflict. I'll also say that I forgot the rules, sorry, of podcast, and I couldn't remember if I was supposed to be talking all throughout the beginning.
No.
You're not supposed to. It's supposed to be an illusion, like I'm not here and I'm being brought in.
Yeah, like the listeners really like to imagine like a curtain being drawn.
Right, and it's
then,
like, hi.
Yeah, sort of a.
But I was laughing. Was that okay?
That's totally fine. I mean, the whole thing, and we've said this before, but the whole thing with this podcast is that there are various layers to it. One is what's happening, and the other is us narrating what's happening.
Got it.
Yeah, sort of, you know, feel free to take a pause and say, am I being good at this right now? Like,
sure, what is
this podcast about?
And one of the many ways in which it's very similar to the Taylor Swift documentary Miss Americana.
Which
I have not seen.
I haven't either, but you know what?
I get it.
I feel like I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
And can I actually just, like, reflect on, like, what I did? Like, sort of intuiting that was the tone?
Yeah.
And doing that directly by being like, I didn't know if I was supposed to do this.
Oh, I knew exactly.
Right?
I knew that you
really
knew what you were doing.
It right.
Yeah.
That was really incredible.
That makes me feel really strong about where this could go. Like, it feels like I have a really good sense of, like, the tone and nature and
sort of, like,
play space.
Yeah, the energy you're bringing is so similar to Taylor Swift's in Miss Americana.
Thank you. I get that. It's, like, all the time.
Did you listen to Sam and I are a very important thing about us is that we're both fans of the Slate Culture Gabfest. Did you listen
to
it?
Did you know that?
It was in the materials you guys provided, so I scanned.
What inspired us to start this podcast is we were like, we want to be more like Dana Stevens and Stephen Metcalf of the Slate Culture Gabfest.
Slate Culture Gabfest.
Do you think
we'll ever get to be guests on it?
I've thought about this.
The road to Slate's Culture Gabfest.
They don't talk about comedy stuff enough.
They did once and it made me mad.
Was it like Nanette?
They talked about, I remember when they did a segment on Billy on the Street and they like fully didn't get it.
Yeah.
Like in a way that was like, whoa, I actually need to take a step back from this podcast and not trust everything they say.
Well,
it was like,
that's a hard moment.
Well, now we'll never get on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like,
Sam dragging them on air.
We can cut that out. I just don't know if you want that.
Charlie's now the producer.
I'm like, hey guys, can we try that again? And just, you are a little far away and you don't say that negative stuff. I'm your producer and manager. I'm like Dana or whatever Mr. Metcalf are.
Okay, whatever. You know their last names. Unbelievable.
I knew the first name of one and the last name of the other, so we put it together.
The reason I brought it up is because they recently talked about Miss Americana. So the only context
I did
have for
to
it
that. Yeah.
Is that they played a clip where truly... They played a clip that was like Taylor Swift deciding that she was going to endorse some kind of Democratic candidate for like Tennessee office, I want to say.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's like her... describing how this other woman who's bad, who's like a Republican, is like homophobic and sexist and all this stuff. And she just very slowly starts tearing up as she's saying, like, I mean, this woman thinks gay people like shouldn't be allowed in public. And then people are like, yeah, but Taylor, I mean, the big thing is like your safety. Like if you endorse someone, like that would be really huge for you. And she's like, but if I don't do this now, then when will I finally speak up? And then what am I doing?
Does that have something to do with
Charlie? I mean, we're both crying. Just your reenactment, like you holding back tears as an actor in that moment.
No, just like, I'm just saying that's the kind of fake authenticity that I think we should be bringing to this
podcast.
Do you
know what that reminds me of?
Sure.
That reminds me of the thing of like, you don't know, you don't know what someone's going through. Do you know that thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
That idea of like that girl you just called a slut.
Yeah.
She takes care of her sisters at home. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like that girl you just called apolitical and opportunistic. She cried because someone said that gay people shouldn't be in public. Like,
wow.
Taylor Swift in that moment.
That is
She's
so
pushing
true.
Back against that narrative, and she really has that energy.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I actually thought about that a lot was a couple years ago when I was apartment hunting and, like, just so frustrated because I kept taking the train, like, 2 hours to go see some, like, awful apartment in Prospect Lefferts Gardens or something. I kept being, like, accidentally rude to people or just, like, visibly sad. And then I thought, like, wow, you never know who might be apartment hunting when they're being like that's
the hardest thing.
Like, that's
you
what
be.
Did it for me, not like grief or loss. Or like, I was like, imagine just like the arduous process of going from apartment to apartment and just someone being like, yeah, the toilet's on the bed.
And you're like in Prospect Lefferts.
Yeah. Is there like, anything more sad?
No, it's really
so
hard.
So, Charlie.
What's up?
So, Charlie, you're here now. And you weren't before.
Wow.
Let's
take a moment to let that sink in.
Take a moment to really think on that.
I'm processing that
all the time. I think something interesting about Charlie is that he often is or isn't inside spaces.
Well, there's two types of people in this world. People that Charlie is with and people that Charlie is not with.
Yes. And there are two kinds of locations. Locations in which Charlie exists and locations in which he currently is not in.
I want to throw out the word, like, therein. It feels like that could maybe be useful in this.
And
I
not
don't know,
to mention henceforth.
I'm trying to think because I feel like most of the people I'm engaging with are, like, people who are in, like, the former category of, like, people who are with me. Like, that's a huge bias on my part. Like, I only hang out with people who are with me in that moment.
That I actually really don't think about that much.
Right.
Like that's so crazy that you'll never understand people that aren't currently with you.
Right. Like, you all the time will hang out with people who aren't with me, and sometimes you'll hang out with people who are with me when you're with me, but I'm only ever hanging out with people who are with me.
Yeah, for you to, like, experience that, you'll have to do it through, like, books and movies.
Yeah, which I gotta get into. I mean, it's
like you specifically would love them.
I know, and people keep saying, like, try books, try movies, and I'm like, I will, but it's like, you know, you need like a push to do that.
Yeah, it's such a commitment sometimes to like just get into like narratives as
a
whole.
Can I say I was okay? I'm gonna drop a lot of information, so just like don't freak out.
Okay, I'll get out my notebook.
Okay, I was canvassing this weekend. Relax, and there was a moment where like this was like at the end of the day. It was truly 7 p.m. somehow pitch black, and we were in this like apartment building, and we like knocked on the door, and like this woman opened, was like, what the fuck are you doing here? But like, you know, she didn't curse, but she had that energy, and we were like, hi, we can't wait to see Bernie said. She was like, you gotta go. And then like closed the door and was on FaceTime with someone, and we were like on the other side of the door. She was like, they were canvassing for Bernie Sanders. So scary. I mean, they should not be doing that so late. And that felt like a moment of sort of bridging that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was with her, but like she was acting like I wasn't there. It was sort of like breaking the binary.
Can I tell you, when you were telling that story, I was like, Charlie is off the rails.
I had a plan to land it.
And then you fucking brought it home.
Yeah.
The listeners are applauding you right now.
Yeah.
We're getting the feed and they're applauding.
People skip forward in it. They're like, where is he going with this?
Okay, this is what I'm about to say is going to blow your minds. The ultimate being with someone while not being with them, listening to a podcast.
So true.
Fuck. That was like one of the smartest things you've ever said.
Write that down. I'm actually writing a pilot based on that.
It is like I love to like watch bloopers like alone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'll like watch like Friends bloopers or like The Office. Like shows I don't really watch that much, but I'll watch the bloopers, and it's literally like I will catch myself like smiling at like their little like onset antics as if I'm there. And I have to be like, these are not actually my friends. Yeah. But it feels like it.
The Friends bloopers, I have unfortunately watched all of them.
Oh my God, of course.
And they are good.
They're so good. It's like the best show in the world. Because you're just like hanging out with your friends. Do you know what I mean?
Friends bloopers is the best show in the world?
Yes.
Yeah, Friends bloopers is the best show in the world.
I don't watch that much of Friends, but Friends bloopers is amazing.
Okay.
It's so funny.
Charlie, I'm so sorry to put you on the spot, but you have a habit that I find to be absolutely insane. Oh, no. Do you know what I'm going to say?
No, I don't.
Drag him, dox him, tweet his address.
Charlie watches YouTube clips of sitcoms that are like 2 minutes long, and then he will just like let them autoplay. So he's essentially watching like 2 minute clips of like New Girl without watching a full episode.
I like don't watch full episodes of TV. I only watch it in clips because I can't focus on a full narrative. And often the clips are like the best part.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I like have watched, like, there's a few TV shows I've actually watched, but I've watched a lot of TV. And it'll be like random shows that I'm like not that interested in ultimately. Like, trying to think of example, like New Girl, like, I don't really watch it. Like, I've watched a bunch of The Good Place, which is like whatever. Like,
don't even get me
started. But just like in clips. I actually shouldn't have even gone there. Like, that was a mistake.
I'm
like,
mad.
Like, honestly, Frasier, like, Seinfeld, like, just.
And
like,
all of those only clips.
Only clips. And I know the overall series arcs because it's like I have to piece it together because I'm like, okay, so you're not with this person anymore. You are with them. It's like, okay, you got married eventually. But it hops around so much because I can't focus on a full thing.
So do you...
So stupid.
That's so sad.
It's so it's sad. Crazy.
Yeah, maybe you should get into books and movies.
Yeah, you actually need it.
It started as a joke. It started... Charlie's tearing up.
It's like crazy right now. Yeah. It's like I didn't come here to be like... evaluated.
Like, we need Celeste back in here because we have to go off on Charlie.
Celeste is, like, outside waiting. She's like, whenever you need me to make him cry.
Oh, my God. I really don't do that. I watch mostly clips. Really, like, oh, my God. The saddest is I watch, like, a ton of clips of Family Guy. Like, and I'll watch, like, compilation clips where it's, like, Family Guy, like, gay joke compilations. And I'll just, like, sit. And that's, like, I can focus on a 12-minute clip if it's, like, a... like a homophobic joke compilation, sure. And I'll just sit back and watch it.
Wait, is this a compilation of someone trying to like cancel Family Guy by being like, this is all the homophobic stuff they've said?
No, just like collecting, it's like if special interest, like, oh, if you want to watch the gay jokes, here they are. Here's all of them.
There's the people's like so media bad. Consumption habits are so, especially when it comes to YouTube, are so crazy to
it's
me.
It's so crazy.
In fact, I was in this very studio when Mike and Brucey told me that he watches videos of just like bodybuilders explaining their diet, just like eating a lot of food and bulking up.
Yeah.
For fun. Not because I was like, do you do that because you want to get inspired because you're trying to bulk up or what? He's like, no, I just enjoy like watching someone at the top of their game just eat like 5 steaks.
I watch a lot of like medical examination videos on YouTube to relax.
Ultimately. What are they examining? I don't understand.
It's like usually like a demonstration. It's like, oh, if you are like doing this kind of like exam, like you're doing a like cranial nerve exam, they'll like film them doing it. And it's like 10 minutes long and it's them touch your, it's like ASMR adjacent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My sister's in medical school, so she has an excuse, but she watches things like that all the time.
But it's really just soothing to watch someone who like knows what they're doing and is like, touch your finger to mine. Touch your finger to mine. Touch your finger to mine.
Did
and
you
I'm
watch?
Like,
the-
okay, I love it.
This is. I'm in shock.
And like, have not watched like a TV show in like years. It like hasn't. It just hasn't come up. Like, I have not watched a full 30-minute thing in like.
Is that true, or are you exaggerating?
No, I'm exaggerating. I'm
okay,
exaggerating.
Cool.
Or
well,
I haven't. I can only watch it with other people.
I just want to say, if you're going to be on this podcast, you should be honest about your media consumption habits.
Because so many people come on here and they lie. And we find out.
And you know,
and that's just like really, really bad for them. Because
we like recant everything I've said so far.
No, to kind of lie about, to kind of exaggerate your experience like that, to like make yourself seem, you know, so weird and interesting. It's
right.
Like, it's
dishonest. It's
dishonest.
Okay. And it's just so like, honestly disgusting.
Can I say that, like, the stuff I wasn't canvassing this weekend, that was a lie. I've never watched, I don't go on YouTube at all.
You're
actually
voting for Michael Bloomberg.
I'm voting for Michael Bloomberg and support. I'm being paid by him.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. We all are. It's a matter of how you choose to spend that money.
Wait,
the ethical, like, it's not a matter of whether you choose to accept Michael Bloomberg's money. It's like, no,
everyone's
taking
accepting
it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
just
yeah,
like some people use it to like help the homeless and right, some people use it to actually campaign for him.
It right, is, I do feel small in the fact that no weird campaign has reached out and said, feel free to shoot out a tweet about us. Like, it's really unfair. It's like, I work really hard at this.
I would be so good at that. And so would you.
Can I be honest? I had to make a really hard tweet ethical decision because Fuck Jerry asked me if they could like post my tweet.
Were they going to pay you?
I said no. Yeah, they were going to pay me $50.
Oh.
Which is like nothing. And also it was like, although like other places ask all the time or just like do it.
Yeah.
Like, and we'll post your tweet and it's like, okay, like, hi, like I'm Charlie, by the way. Like, they don't even care. So at least they asked and like responded to like the critique, but I was still like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because also they like post a ton of Bloomberg ads.
Well, that's the thing. You don't know what they're going to use it for. They might literally use it for, it's like that feel when you vote for Michael Bloomberg.
Right, exactly. And I'm like,
that would, oh, be incredible.
And it's just a photo of your face.
Right, and like,
just like smiling. Like, yay.
I love it.
It's actually not even your tweet.
Right, exactly. They just like fully edit my tweet. They like make, like yeah, Photoshop yeah, it to make yeah, it look like, I love Michael Bloomberg. I'm Charlie. I'm like, this is what I wanted. This sucks.
But
like,
that $50
seriously,
though. Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
I have a crazy idea.
Oh no.
Should we like go into our,
yeah, let's do,
like,
let's do our first,
should we
segment,
start the podcast?
Yeah, okay. Press play now.
Charlie, we're gonna start off with a segment that we like to call Straight Shooters. And what this segment is a series of rapid fire questions that just answer and like don't overthink.
A series
it,
of rapid fire questions that just answer.
Like, if you don't just answer them, if you say like, wait, what am I supposed to answer? Like, I'll storm out of the studio.
You got it.
Sam has hit people before.
And I'm really good at like just like giving my honest feedback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wait, hold on. We should say the point of the segment is to gauge our listener, our guests rather, familiarity with the multifaceted quilt of straight culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's more of a jumping off point.
Right.
As is kind of any idea we've ever had about this podcast.
The whole podcast totally, sort of totally, like, is it cohesive at all? And right, the answer is
no.
The thing is, and we've talked about this before, often people will kind of establish something in order to subvert it, but we go right to the subversion.
Yeah.
And we're, it's kind of like dividing by zero. You'd think it's not possible, but actually I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's actually really easy.
People tell you you can't, but just try it and it works.
Yeah. Yeah, literally,
like, just type it in.
Literally just do it.
Wait, like, also with dividing by zero, it's just like, it's zero. Like, just relax. It's
yeah,
zero,
yeah, like,
zero,
don't be so upset.
Right, it's like, oh, what's 5 divided by 0? Zero.
Zero.
Like, don't overthink it.
Like, why are we mad?
Right. It's like, oh, it's undefined. It's, like, it's zero.
Like,
zero.
What else would it be? Are you insane?
Right, it's like, no, it can't go into it. That's zero times.
It's like,
easy,
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
It's fine.
Like, everyone, do you, stop yelling.
Like, does, like, anybody want to get food? It's fine.
You yeah, know what I mean? Like, yeah, we don't need to, like, get so upset.
We're done with this. I'm hungry. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. The discourse around that, dividing by zero, is toxic.
Completely toxic.
In general.
Toxic stan culture.
I would say this podcast. This podcast is kind of, like, taking the idea of dividing by zero and then making it into an audio storytelling format.
Yeah. Got it. It's, I mean, the narrative.
Critics and audiences agree. It's a podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Dividing
well,
by zero.
So this segment.
No, sorry. Charlie,
nope. So this segment is, it's a series of rapid fire questions, and we're going to start now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Smoothies or juices?
Smoothies.
I love my daughters or I love my sons?
I love my daughters.
Gap or Old Navy?
Old Navy.
Tomato or tomato?
Tomato.
Toxic organized religion or toxic militant atheism?
Toxic militant atheism.
Control-Alt-Delete or Command-Alt-Delete?
Control-Alt-Delete.
Carrie, Miranda, Samantha, Charlotte, or Mario Cantone?
Carrie, Miranda, Samantha, Charlotte.
That's actually a perfect answer. Go on.
Surge protector or extension cord?
Extension cord.
Root beer or Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
High reps, lightweight, or low reps, high weight?
Low reps, high weight.
Soup or a vegetable stir fry?
Vegetable stir fry.
Team Coco?
Yeah.
Great.
The gorilla. Okay. Yeah.
And now,
Team Coco the gorilla. She knew sign language. It's very impressive.
So, what do we think in terms of his rating?
I would say, actually, like 3.
3. Yeah. 0.0.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3.0.
Perfect.
Really.
And just to clarify for you, our listeners of this already, it is not on a linear scale.
No, it shouldn't be. Good. Good, good, good. It's good because I got professionally evaluated earlier.
Oh, yeah. By what?
In general, and I got a 3.0.
Really?
Yeah, same exact thing.
You know, I haven't been professionally evaluated in so long. It's one of those things you have to do twice
you
a year.
You got to do twice a year.
You call up the professional.
The notary public.
Yeah, the notary public. It's actually at a notary. You're right.
It's important, though, because if you don't get professionally evaluated, you kind of forget where you are in the ranking system of the world.
Yeah. Well, I really like to know who's above me and who's below me.
And they don't tell you unless you pay for premium.
Yeah, because they'll like tell you the general vicinity, but they won't tell you like exactly who's above you and like who's right. Like a better person.
And even the vicinity is not on a linear scale, right. So you
can
don't
I,
know.
It's one of those things, unfortunately, it's worth it, like just for the analytics. They do a really good job. They do a really good job breaking it down.
You know what's important? Analytics.
Analytics in general. Don't even get me started. It's one of those for me, like with analytics, where I'm like, don't get me started.
For you, it's all about, I think data science is a huge thing.
Data science
oh
is
my God.
So, I'm
it's
huge
so
on
cool.
data science. I love like being like, just like diving into the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they can really tell you a lot.
Numbers can tell you a story. Numbers can be narrative.
Which is really cool.
Totally. I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
So what's crazy is like we have a topic.
That's actually so fucking insane.
Which is crazy because it's like, do we still do this? Like, do we really like have a topic?
I mean, one of our many disagreements, and I mean, we are mad at each other, I would say 99.9% of the time.
Well,
and that is on a linear scale.
One thing I want to say that I think is so cool is like a lot of podcast hosts are like, we are best friends.
Right.
And,
we're and
we
not.
Never said that.
We never said
we
that.
We said we are coworkers.
We were chosen to be on this podcast through a kind of a making the band type show that never aired and never will, where they took various gay comedians based in Brooklyn that didn't already have podcasts. So it was
so there's maybe around, four or five.
Exactly, four or five.
And I'm one of them.
And Charlie was one of them.
Charlie did not make the
it
cut.
It was really,
but
I mean, you got eliminated because you kept talking about data science and people could not relate to that.
I said, it's a math podcast, actually. It's a my idea, my big pitch, math podcast.
And everybody was like, okay, when are you going to be like bitchy and gay? And
Charlie was literally just kind of like 3, 4, 16, just like naming numbers.
It was a lot of like 16 divided by 4. That's 4. Do you know what I mean? That's a lot of my work is around that.
That is actually true that a lot of your work is around
that. A lot of my work,
it.
I did actually go viral for like a tweet about division.
I saw that and that was.
Wait, really?
And I mean this with all my love. That's so funny to me.
So I'm like, have never been happier with like a tweet doing well. It was about how if you divide 75 by 2, it's 37.5, and how that's like.
Oh
ugh.
Yeah, that was a funny tweet.
You know, I was like.
But so you in fact pitched a podcast around that tweet.
Yeah.
And all of the judges from, you know, Luminary, Forever Dog,
Mr. Audible himself,
Mr. Audible, Paula, who is a huge homophobe.
Hi, and this whole contest was sort of like a way for him to put stress in our lives.
Yeah.
And if you were eliminated, you know, you were physically hurt.
Yeah, there were physical stakes, and which was barbaric, but it really did inspire a lot of us to work hard.
Yeah.
And you know what I'll say? Paula Abdul loved me, but had nothing to offer. Do you know what I mean? Like she was the one judge where she was like, I don't have a podcasting network. I just like, I loved the idea.
And
so.
She was not technically employed by the television show.
Yeah,
she just kept showing up.
Yeah, and a lot of like sort of remote tweeting.
It was
like,
really,
I loved it. So
it was, I would say it was a little sad to be honest.
It was sad, but she, you know, she's an icon and you gotta respect her.
Yeah. I'm trying so hard to make some kind of joke about when you said the word barbaric, tying it back to Michael Barbaro, because it would be relevant for the podcasting theme, but I unfortunately can't think of anything.
We have a podcast that is podcast themed.
Yeah, well, that is true.
That unfortunately is true. What
so
were we talking about?
We were talking about how we were put together to host this podcast through that Making the Band type show, which was called
Pod Life,
spelled LYFE for no reason.
For no reason. Didn't make any sense.
It didn't make any sense. It was developed on spec, purely on spec, and then never sold to any network. But then we did get the podcasting deal.
Yeah, and we actually do have to make 1,000 episodes by contract. or else kind of like, we have to pay them up. The production fees.
Yeah, so we have a long way to go.
But we're so excited to have you all on this journey.
We're so excited, Charlie.
Thank you. By the way, thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I say something really quickly?
Yes, please do.
Just thank you.
Wow.
Sometimes it's as simple as that.
That is so fucking true. So many people in this nation don't just say, hey, thank you.
It's like it's so elegant. You know what I mean? No comment.
No comment. And that's over. But our topic today, Charlie, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah. We were sort of tossing ideas around, and I think what we landed on was the weight room at the gym.
Yeah.
As sort of a part of straight culture.
Yeah. And just to kind of, again, peek behind the curtain, our other options were driving, just mm-hmm. the idea and concept and experience of driving.
Driving a car.
Right,
yeah.
A car.
Mostly,
and then
yeah.
the other one was fraternities.
Fraternities. I came up with another one, uh-huh. but we won't do it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's too late. Not crossing your legs when you sit. Do you know
oh,
what I mean? Sitting
yeah.
sort of like straight forward, not like crossing your legs.
Yeah.
That was another one, but I don't think we have time to like dive into all of
there's
that.
No,
that's really good.
That
though.
Topic could be in a whole podcast.
I mean, there's a whole podcast about that, about not crossing your legs.
Yeah.
And we don't have time.
And the runners up are actually of our show are doing that podcast. And it's actually doing really well.
It's fucking crushing. It's crushing.
We should have
right
thought
now.
Of that idea. But instead we
Third
were like,
South
okay, I guess we'll have literally like the first eliminated person from the show talk about numbers.
Literally like it's called crossed.
Yeah. No, it is.
Called crossed. No, it's called crossed X uncrossed.
Whoa.
That's
Whoa.
Good. Don't steal that. That's mine. I said that. That's mine.
Okay. Okay.
So Charlie.
Sorry, I shouldn't have done
that. The
thing
with the gym and with the weight room at the gym.
Yeah.
Is that as we sit here on this table, we have three very different experiences when it comes to working out.
Yeah.
Sam?
I love the gym. I've been going for roughly 2 to 3 years.
Oh, so it's relatively recent
years.
For you.
Yeah.
So
well, I don't know if you know my track. I recently joined a gym and now it is my thing. I wrote that 2 years ago. You don't
know. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
That checks out.
And then I never work out, and it actually is something that causes me a lot of anxiety.
Awesome.
And I would like to start at some point. And then Charlie.
Yeah. So I've like worked out sort of on and off for the past few years, but really started like kind of doing it seriously, like not to be like this, but like New Year's, like right around the beginning of this
Whoa,
year.
Whoa, that is so trite.
I know. It's like so, and actually it wasn't even like a New Year's thing. It was a, like me being romantically rejected thing and like really sort of spiraling about my
he
body.
He was like, come back when your body's good.
Basically. I mean, not actually, but it like sort of like me like, do you know when someone doesn't say that, but then you're like, well, I'm going to interpret it as that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and take the liberty of interpreting it
there's
to
like
mean
some,
that.
That's
something.
Me every time anyone says anything about me.
Right.
I'm like, oh, it's about my body.
Okay, so my body's not good enough. I'm not hot enough. Got it.
Yeah.
Needless to say, it's that. Wait, so
like, oh, guacamole is extra. Are you calling me fat?
They're like, okay, stop. So I will say that there's a lot about the gym, and I'm talking about the weight room specifically, that feels like very gay.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, cardio is out gay,
yeah.
Weights are sort of closeted gay.
Yeah, and it's interesting because that's really like, I'm like trying to do the weight room thing, right? Like
yeah.
I'm not doing cardio. And it's interesting, like, you know, there are sometimes gay people there, but a lot of the time it's like three men all together and they're like doing the whole like lifting something so heavy and like
yes.
grunting really loud and then like
totally
dropping a gigantic weight in
when
a way
they drop
like,
it.
It's when they drop it.
What? When they drop it, they are dropping it. It is so loud.
It is so loud. And it's like, I couldn't do that.
I could never.
I could not do that because I'm gay.
I set it down.
You have to set it down if you're gay.
Yeah.
Because if you're straight, you can basically toss it any which way. And it's just like, oh, I guess you know what you're doing. Like, you see people in that room do the fucking craziest shit that looks like they don't know what they're doing and they're going to hurt themselves. And you have to say, I trust you.
Because you're straight.
They get such a latitude of like,
yeah.
you know, what they can do.
Literally, gym attendants will come up to me and say, you don't know what you're doing because you're
right.
gay.
Right.
And meanwhile, they're doing flips with the damn kettlebell.
Right. They're basically just saying, how high can I throw it? You
yeah.
know what I mean? Or like seeing how far it can go. And I'm like, ow. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right.
And it always works too. Like they look incredible.
And they look so good.
And
I'm like,
how?
God knows if I tried to throw that thing up in the air, someone would get hurt. You know what I mean? I can't just do that.
Such a double standard.
Right.
So much of being gay is setting things down.
Yes. That is so true.
And then so much of being straight is hurling things across
the
room.
Right.
Wow.
That's the main main difference, I would say.
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And it's totally manifested in the weight room.
Yeah. Okay. That's where it starts.
That's where it starts.
That's so where it starts.
And there's a whole, like, thing where it's, like, you know, I, like, inched my way into the weight room and, like, you know, have been scared and, like, sort of scurried off from time to time.
Of course.
But, of course, because it's too overwhelming. And I know my, like, three little things that I can do in there. But there's still a whole corner of the room where it's, like, machines like you've never seen. It's, like, people are doing Cirque du Soleil things with, like, massive, you know, and it's very industrial. It's very, like, you know, yeah, you're in the factory, basically.
It's very, what was that MIA album that people didn't like? Maya, was that the one that had like drill noises?
Vicky Leaks.
Did you say that people didn't like?
Yeah, people hated it. Remember?
I feel like that was a huge hit.
No, babe. People absolutely tore it to shreds. I don't know what it was like Greece, bitch. Yeah.
Wait, is Maya not the? Well, we don't have to talk about this. Is that not the album that had like all I want to do is?
Oh wait, was that Maya? What's the one where it's like
Vicky Leaks?
No, the one before Vicky
Leaks.
Sorry,
I'm like freaking. I keep being like it's Vicky Leaks, and you guys are like, it's hopefully he just drops it on his own because it's not Vicky Leaks, and I hope he figures that out.
Is it the one with Bad Girls?
That's Vicky Leaks. It's the one with like Tequila.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You know what? I love
an XXXO.
Oh my god, I love XXXO.
Yeah. Is that not beloved? Why?
No, it's that album is hated.
Wait, I love XXXO.
But it's kind of her art pop, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it too.
She's coming back soon. She like announced.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Unfortunately, I'm addicted.
No, I think she's so good. MIA. I love MIA.
And this is Gym Culture.
And that's part of the, you know, the other thing about Gym Culture is that they always, whenever I'm in the weight room, they are playing the music they play in the gym. Like, occasionally you'll get it where it's like, okay, you snapped, like, thank you for playing Hung Up, that's awesome, right?
Yeah,
like, but absolutely. More often than not, it's like, it's like this whole genre of song where it's like EDM, sometimes like a remix of a song that's actually good, where it's like, it'll be a chorus, and then there'll be like a melodic sort of instrumental track where it's like, it's all these guys, you know, the songs that are like, made my way through the journey.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
The chorus is like, okay, is that, that's no. Not resonating at all?
No, that's
it absolutely is. That reminds me of Timber by Pitbull featuring
yes,
Kesha.
It's yes. Very that, but that's like the gayest version of it. And yeah. Everything else feels very like frat house core, like,
right.
You know.
The line between what is gay music and what is like aggressively homophobic music
totally
is kind of blurry.
Right.
Which is so weird.
Because it's all electronic, but it's like if you just cross into with, if it's like, wait, but if there's not like a female singer that I can recognize, then I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yes.
This actually reminds me of our deleted episode.
We have an unreleased episode with.
Well, technically they're all unreleased.
Right. And they will maintain.
And
we will
keeping
remain
them locked up in the vault till the end of time.
I'm not signing in.
Well, that's the
a
thing.
For this.
We have to. Part of the deal when we got out of Pod Life, the reality show that we were on, is that we have to produce 1,000 episodes and then just keep giving them back to them. And then it's we don't have ownership over the product.
Yeah.
They get to decide
if
they
release
do.
Or not.
So it's all up to Mr. Audible and Michael Barbaro.
He was the host of that show. And he was so
Mr. Audible. Yeah. Or Michael Barbaro. Yeah. No, Michael Barbaro was truly like,
you could tell he was doing it for the paycheck.
Yeah, you could tell he was doing
so
it for the
sad,
paycheck.
Really.
His voice, his like, this is the daily. That was out the window. It was literally like, hey.
Yeah, he was like, hi.
But then sometimes weirdly high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. He has the highest
it's like
voice. Highest,
it's like shrill.
Well, what's
it's
crazy sorry. Is he just,
it's like nasal
it's like,
and shrill.
He'll literally be recording the daily and then it'll be over and then he'll be like, can I actually get some tea?
The range that he has is like kind of beautiful. Like he could have been a singer.
Yeah.
Well, he is.
Right.
He actually is.
He's on one of those songs.
I was about to say, he's the in any of those songs where you don't recognize the female singer, it is Michael Barbaro.
Him just in the studio, like, did we get it?
But they never say, like, featuring Michael Barbaro. It's like,
because he does it because he loves it.
Yeah.
He doesn't do it for the credit.
And he donates all the money to the
to
Michael
the charity
Bloomberg campaign.
Of Michael Bloomberg's
yeah.
campaign.
That's he's a, actually
amazing.
Michael Barbaro is single-handedly funding Michael Bloomberg's presidential run with the money he makes from EDM tracks that play at the gym.
And it's like, it's hard for me because I'll be at the gym and I'm like, well, like this music sucks, but like I know it's going for a good cause.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bloomberg's campaign. Ultimately.
You know, okay, here's a weird thing about this election cycle, if I can say.
Yeah,
it's great. Hard to be, like, ironic about, like obviously I'm not voting for Bloomberg. Like, right. Obviously I'm not voting for, like, Buttigieg. But to, like, make jokes about it is, like, funny to me. But then people are like, wait.
Right. It's like, actually, to be clear, like, I think he's disgusting. Like, he's right. A disgusting little pig.
And it's like, why can't you understand that I'm, like, so joking?
Right,
like,
exactly.
Why would I ever support this psychopath?
Because have people misconstrued your ironic Bloomberg support?
No, but I do think it's possible, and I'll draft such jokes, and then I won't send them because I'm afraid of it.
Wait, do you know what's crazy? I did that the other day, and the joke was... If Michael Bloomberg is a racist, then how come he has the support of a small minority of voters? Make it make sense. And it was meant to be like in the voice of someone defending Michael Bloomberg, but like,
yeah,
it's too much.
It's too much. Did you like Anna Fabrega had a really funny?
What was it?
She made like a stupid graphic that was like a puzzle pieces of like a campaign, and then the last one was like Bloomberg 2020, and she was just like, it all fits together, or something. And it was like really cheesy and like in her classic style, and then. The replies were like, please tell me this isn't real. Like, and it was like, obviously it's not fucking real.
It is great. I did one tweet about the election. I was like, let me dip my little toes in. And it was like a tweet that was sincerely just being like, vote for Bernie Sanders. Like, relax. It was literally my tweet was like, and literally people came out of the woodwork to just scream at me. And by the way, it's like people are like toxic Sanders supporters. And it was a lot of people from all these other political camps being like, listen to me, you should kill yourself. And it was funny because it's like as soon as it started like getting responses, I just like muted it and like have not looked at it since. And every time I scroll past it, I'm like, wow, this has like 200 replies. And I'm just like, people are just screaming at a wall. And it's so funny to me.
It's interesting because if you're a supporter of any presidential candidate, the main thing that you have to do is tweet at people to kill themselves.
Right.
But it's different depending on who you support. Like if you support, you know, Elizabeth Warren, it might be like, kill yourself, so that's a thing, you know.
Kind of like, it'll be like Avada Kedavra.
Exactly. It's like, or then if you support Amy Klobuchar, it'll be like, hey y'all, kill yourself.
Yeah. Oh my god. But honestly, never again after that experience. I was like, I cannot handle being like people, like smarmy little people on the internet, like telling me what to do. I was like, absolutely not. Get out of here.
I know.
And it's so satisfying to mute it and just be like, have fun, kids. Like,
I hate when I had a tweet about how
we need to stop talking.
Can
about
we our stop?
Tweets.
Okay. Oh, about our tweets in general. Okay.
But they're so funny.
That's true.
Okay. promise.
Wait, what was our topic?
The gym.
Oh, the gym. Oh, we talked about that enough.
Yeah, it's
I think
covered.
We got it. I also was like, you know, I don't want to. Sorry, to have like a meta moment and also to fully throw you guys under the bus.
No, please.
I was told about the content for the show moments before, you know, so I was sort of like reaching for something.
It.
Okay, perfect.
That's
so I'm realizing
this
now.
This is an improv podcast.
Right. I don't have other stuff about the gym.
Wait.
Really?
You like, didn't come prepared.
Right.
Well, the whole thing is you get the topic right before we start recording.
Literally 1 minute
and
before.
And you're expected
to have a tight 30 minutes
tight
of material.
30 minutes on
Wait,
that topic.
Can I have like 10 seconds to try to come up with like another funny idea about the gym?
Well, here's some thoughts.
The answer is no. Yeah. Sam, go on.
It's just, that's not how that works.
Do awesome. You follow a routine? Or do you just let the wind guide you?
It's like more and more routine, but it is a little bit like I get in there and I freestyle it. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Because the only time in my life that I did go to the gym regularly, I followed, because I did not know what I was doing. I followed a very strict, like, it was like 2 month beginner's workout or whatever.
Oh, I love those.
I
love those so much.
I know more and more now, like, what things do which muscles. And so it's like, I'll go in there and be like, today is like upper body arm day. So I like be like, da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, here's a question. Right? Are you someone who has dabbled in working with a trainer?
Ooh.
I think I've done like 3 sessions once at a past gym. And it's like, that's the way you really do it, because they actually, you know, you go to the gym and at a certain point you're like, well, I don't want to be here anymore. This sucks. And then you leave. And then actually, if you have a trainer, they're the ones who are going to be like, do 6 more. And you're like, but I don't want to. And, but you have to. And I can't push
that. That actually sounds really helpful.
And the great thing is that trainers cost $5,000.
Right, exactly. It's like $800 bajillion. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm like waiting because my younger brother, who's straight, which is awesome. He like really
sometimes younger people are straight and gay, and older people are gay.
It's
that unusual. So I actually have that too, yeah. And it's like kind of crazy. It's like right. This should be flipped.
Wait, totally should be flipped.
It's like a weird genetic mutation where sometimes older people are gay and younger people are straight.
It's like it's especially with like brothers where it's like
yeah,
this is
yeah
because there's a whole like pseudoscience whatever where it's like. The more brothers there are in a family, the more likely they are to be gay, the younger they get. And it's like, wait, but literally, like, that's not, like, my younger brother's straight, and I'm gay.
Like, call the scientist, because I have an anomaly have a,
right,
to report.
Exactly, like, a medical, like, miracle.
Like, literally,
happens.
Dr. House needs to come here.
Right, did you talk about that when you went to get professionally evaluated?
Yeah, I told them everything. I mean, I told them everything.
Well, you can't have secrets with your
you
professional
can't have
evaluator.
No, because then it would then it just warps it. And it's for me, ultimately, when I get evaluated.
So, like, honesty is really key.
But I, so with
God,
my...
I need to get evaluated.
You got
to
get evaluated.
If you aren't getting evaluated, you're not taking your career seriously.
Well, your career, your health, your romantic life... I mean, sometimes if you don't get evaluated and then renew your homosexuality, you wake up and you're straight.
Yeah, that actually is scary.
Yeah, actually, let's not talk about that. That's really, really frightening. Sorry, Charlie, I cut you off. Go on.
Well, my experience at the gym is so often, and this is why I feel like it's a straight space, is I'll be like looking at something and I'm like, I want this muscle to be bigger. Like, and yeah. I'll, you know, and I'll have to take a picture of it and send it to my brother. And he'll be like, that's a trapezoid or whatever, you know, and
he
will respond. And I'm like, so what can I do?
Your trapezoids are looking really good.
Yeah, they are sharp.
They're sharp as heck right now. Thank you.
Charlie, you are one of the sharpest, physically sharpest people I've ever seen.
I actually do
you're
think that
all
is true,
angles.
Though. That is true. That is absolutely true.
Well, and honestly, I'm trying to be less sharp. Actually, at the gym,
right,
that's one of my goals.
No, that actually is true, though. Like, you are, like, angular and sharp. You know
what
I mean?
I'll take it.
You do have great bone structure, and I'm not just saying that.
Stop.
So did you get that at the gym? Or? Yeah.
And that's working out. That's what it'll do for you. Well, I'm also doing, like, and I don't know, do you do this? I have, like, big tub of white powder that I like mix in with shit.
So I really respect. I've never done big tub of white powder.
You haven't?
No,
that
and
surprises me.
Because I'm like, what am I? What's the thing I am? I just like working out. I'm not necessarily like going for something.
Like I'm trying to be so big that no one ever can make me feel small again. That's my dream body,
and that's good.
You have to have a joke about it that really connects.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
I felt like heard in.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
It's really, really good. It's actually in my set now, permanently.
Yeah.
I do relate to like being very conscious of the amount of physical space you take up.
Me or you?
No, generally one.
A one, okay. I was like, you are always in my way. I was like, oh yeah, no.
Are you working out because you're trying to fix the fact that you're always in my way?
Because you are in my way.
Well, it's funny because there are so many times where I just want to be smaller. Like, you know, on the train, I'm like, sorry, right? But then it's like there are certain times where it's like ultimate, and that's why it feels like a really masculine drive to be like, let me just like broaden myself and become.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I, like, running? You know what I mean? Like, what am I trying to hide from? And it's, like, being made to feel small.
No.
Got it.
You want to feel hot.
I just want to feel hot, which is so, it feels so pathetic and stupid.
No, it's fun.
No, it's actually the most important thing.
Okay, it's one.
You.
It's, like,
and
top
don't,
two.
Don't minimize it.
Wanting to be hot is important. But it is just, like, I want to, like, go to the beach. I want to go to Reese
that,
Beach.
That,
you know what
that,
I mean?
That.
And be like, da-da-da. And people are like,
whoa, secret body.
Yeah, secret. I want, like, secret body.
I want secret body.
Big time.
But
you know what I also want? Okay, here's what I really want. I want a time machine. I want to go back to high school.
Totally.
I want to play football, right?
And you're losing me, but go on.
I'm saying yes, but I like,
yeah, Charlie's like, yeah, totally. I want to play football, too.
I'm playing football, right? I'm the star linebacker. I'm huge now.
Congrats.
And then...
Wait, oh my God, congrats.
That's really cool.
And then I go to college and I sort of stop. And I sort of, I'm drinking like a lot of beer and I'm like hanging out with my friends a lot. Yeah. And then I'm like 24 and I'm like... fucking properly, formerly muscly, and now just like tastefully.
You're just
beefy.
Describing the guys you're attracted to.
Yeah.
I want it.
Literally,
so
that's just
that
what
is
you're
attracted
to.
What it is. That's precisely what you're doing.
I want.
And I love it.
I want to be that too. I want to be what I'm attracted to. No, that's not true. I like to be really little and have them be big and carry.
Do you actually like that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I want to be little,
I mean,
and I want them to be big.
It's weird because it's both true. Like, and that's bisexuality. Like, you can want to be big and small, and that's being bisexual.
You know, this whole podcast, we've been really trying to define what is bisexuality, because somebody said it, and we were like, wait, that's really interesting. What does that mean?
We found out about bisexuality a couple of weeks ago.
And we're sold.
Honey, I'm in. I'm all in on being
bisexual. We're all in. I mean, we had never heard about it before.
No, I was like, wait, what is that? Say that word again?
And then there, bisexuality. I was like, bisexuality.
Bisexual. Well,
it comes from the Greek word for two.
Right. Sexus.
Sexus. Two. And then bi means turf bangs. Yeah.
It literally is like when you are like, do you know how when you're gay and sometimes you want to be like so little that someone can just like hold you and toss you wherever?
Yes.
And
yes,
sometimes
yes, yes.
when you're gay, you want to be big.
Yes.
And that to me, it's like that's being bisexual.
Yeah.
Because you have two different sexualities.
I want to be little bisexual. And I want to be big.
Yes, the two sexualities are little and big.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel.
That's how I feel. Do you negate my feelings?
Absolutely not.
Awesome. I think that's so... And anyway, like, the gym is really... And it's interesting because it's like, you know, not to so oversimplify it, but to do that for a second, it's like, please, you know, do. Sometimes I'll go to the gym with my, like, girlfriends, and they're like, I'm going to the gym because I want to be small. And I'm like, and I'm going to the gym because I want to be big. And it's like, that's gender.
That's gender.
That's gender.
That's gender. To put it like pin in that, it's like, that's gender.
Oh, because that's really helpful because I just learned about gender like 2 weeks ago. And yeah. So now that it's defined, I can recognize it when I'm totally. Like out.
The thing is, once you hear about it, you see it everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely, once I was like, I have a gender, then I was like, oh, everyone has one now.
Yeah.
Like, no, you everyone see has 100%. A gender.
You're like, you see it in media. You see it yes. in, you know, restaurants.
And,
you,
right. see, you see it.
I'm always in a restaurant. I'm like, that's gender.
It's like, before I would go to restaurants and I'd be like, okay, we're all people.
Right.
And now I'm like, man, woman, man, woman, man, woman, man, woman.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's and it's crazy because so once crazy. You, it's like you learn the rules, you learn how to break them.
Yeah.
It's like, man, short hair, woman, long hair. And then sometimes you see people mix it up.
It's insane.
And you're like, that's Picasso.
See,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I still am sort of like, whoa, what's going on?
You struggle with that. But
I do
but
really
we've been working
with that.
Through it.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard.
Because when a man has long hair, I'm like, wait, that's a whoa.
Sometimes I'll be with Sam and then someone has a confusing gender expression and Sam will just be like, what is that?
Well, to be fair, I literally just learned 2 weeks ago.
No, I know. I know.
No one would expect like anything more from it. And actually, the fact that you're open about being curious is really beautiful.
And that's what it's... that you're bi-curious.
You're bi-curious.
I'm bi-curious.
That's being bi-curious.
That's so true.
Right.
Being bi-curious is when you don't understand gender.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The gym, though. Straight space.
Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that dirty underbelly.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the gay people there.
Wow. And don't, I hope, like, the wrong people don't listen to this and, like, take advantage of the fact that
there
are
dirty underbelly. That's actually why I'm going to the gym, to get rid of my dirty underbelly.
Okay, you're
ladies.
Samantha. Unbelievable.
Well, a huge thing in the gym, and this is why I come back and back again, is that you go to the locker room and you get to be, like, a total horny little pervert.
Yeah.
In there, and it's so fun and hot.
It's so hot. It does, I don't know about your gym. My gym smells like shit in a way.
Awesome.
I really think the locker room smells like fucking shit so that gay people are like, don't linger too long.
Wow.
I think it's like they spray shit smell everywhere to be like, get out.
Oh my God.
And it works.
I don't have that experience. My locker room is awesome. I love spending time there. I'll just hang out and sort of watch as the people come in and out.
Do you shower?
Yeah. I'll shower at the gym.
So hot.
It was just so hot. You like with your little towel, you're
all
like,
right. Calm down. Do you shower? Yeah. Fuck.
Okay.
But that's like a huge part of the gym is like you're in. And actually, that's gender. Do you know what I mean? Like in that it's like there's like a boys' locker room and a girls' locker room.
So true.
It's like sometimes I'll go to the gym and my gym. I mean, I go to Crunch, so there's a sauna. Don't freak out.
I actually didn't know that.
There's a sauna there. I'm on a student membership. Please don't tell Crunch Gym.
Wait, I'm going to do that.
Wait.
Yeah, it's really good. It's
wait.
I'm gonna.
Which Crunch do you go to?
Park Slope.
Oh, my God.
All right,
forget
you're doxing him. That's why I was gonna be Charlie's guest one day, and then I had to cancel on him.
It all makes sense
it's
now.
All coming together.
Okay, wait.
In fact, the Crunch Gym, not to dox both of us, is, I would say, fully halfway between our two apartments. It's almost too perfect.
Yeah. Wow.
We can now locate, like, there's sort of a set of points that, like,
so wait,
people
this
know we can live on.
I live in the Grand Army Plaza statue, kind of, just around there.
Wait, is the steam room hot, though?
Oh, my God. Yes, the literally, it's a steam room.
Shut up, George. You know what I'm asking.
Yes, but it's, like, I'm actually not there yet, where I can, like, really linger there. Because I don't know, like, do people hook up there? I don't know.
I feel like steam rooms are meant for gay people to hook up in.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, it feels like, what else are you really
there
for?
It is Park Slope.
So that means it's not gay? Is that what you're saying?
Or I'm saying it's more vanilla than the average Subaru.
Yeah, I think that's I think that is like a little bit the sense I get at this at the Park Slope Crunch steam room.
One of my life goals is to join an Equinox to go to those steam rooms to, you know, do whatever it is people do in steam rooms.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, you're pissed.
No, I'm not. It's just like Equinox literally costs like $5 million a month. And
I
sometimes
know.
I'm just like,
a life
I will kind of pretend that it's normal that so many of our friends go. And then I'm like, wait, what's the secret?
Wait, literally? Yeah. Like, and when people were like, I'm dropping it.
I know.
It's
I know.
Like,
I'm like,
you were having it? Like, what is going on with you? Like,
no, that is absolutely crazy.
And people are like, no, but you don't understand. Like, there's a smoothie shop inside where you can buy
no,
smoothies.
No, listen, I am on board with like wanting to
right
with understanding the appeal. It's just like, how does anyone afford it?
How the fuck can you afford this? This is so
crazy. It's just
crazy. Yeah,
yeah. The spectrum of friends that have it is like, well, I know that like you have money, but like you,
okay, dangerous territory.
Wait, can everyone go around the table and name which of our friends has money?
I brought a list of all our friends, and they're... I recently found out that someone I know who's not a comedian is a Rockefeller.
Wait.
And I just, like, didn't...
Not to be a complete bitch, but you really pronounce that R.
Rocker. Wait, what did I say?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. George is, like, freaking out right now. It's like Rockefeller. Not, you don't say the R.
Like, they're not, like,
oh,
rock
I was,
and rollers.
No, I was
like
pronouncing it intentionally.
Like, Rocker.
Like, Rockefeller. Yeah, it was, like, an intentional
but
overpronunciation.
I'm like, that's a folksy way of saying rock star to me. Like, that's how it registers first. Like, I don't think it's supposed to be pronounced at all.
Yeah, like, even when you're overpronouncing it, you don't pronounce it. Like, Rockefeller.
Oh, shut up.
Like, oh my God.
You're
like,
both completely attacking me because I like, pronounce something the way it's written.
Like, what's next? Honig? Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
So, who's a Rockefeller?
I'm not going to tell you.
No, say their address.
I'm not going to say their address.
Just say where they live.
Don't say their name. Say their address so we can look it up.
Yeah.
And who they voted for.
And even who they're going to vote for.
And who they're donating to, which is public.
Which is crazy, actually. Why do they do it that way?
I don't know, but Mila Jovovich donates $1,000 to Bernie Sanders every month. Isn't
that's
cool?
Pretty nice. Did you see that? Was it one of the Obama daughters
donated
to Bernie, which was
really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has to be Malia.
Yeah.
Is Sasha old enough to...
Okay, so the young people can't donate thousands of dollars.
Yeah. No, I think they're both.
Well,
they're both
I've always loved Malia.
Yeah, she's fun.
I mean, she's by far the best person in that family.
Yeah.
Drag them.
I really.
Drag Sasha.
Yeah, no, Sasha, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Get back to me when you've grown up a bit, sweetie.
Yeah. It's like smoke a cigarette at a concert.
Yeah, give me a damn scandal. Give me something to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. But she did. She donated. And it's like, oh, that's why Brock hasn't, whatever.
I
can't go there.
Okay, wait. One thing I like to do is, like, pick out who is gay at the gym by, like, their t-shirts.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in the Obama family.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like you know what the craziest t-shirt I... The t-shirts I wear to the gym are so crazy because they really are, like, bottom of the barrel. Like, I'm going to use this once. So I wear... I'm, like, dying. Okay. I have this one t-shirt that's green that says Data Geek. And it has, like, fake pencils coming out of the pocket. And then I have another that says pajamas all day. And it's blue and, like, long. And I will march right into the weight room with my pajamas all day shirt and, like, be like, ah, you know what I mean? Like, lifting and thrusting and putting things every which where.
I love that.
Yeah. And that's queering the space for me.
That actually is brave.
My shirt that says Data Geek. Data Geeks can work out, too.
When I work out, I look so straight, you guys wouldn't recognize me.
Really?
I'm wearing, like...
How long are your shorts?
They're honestly, like, a little, like... They, like, are
don't
above
say past the knee.
They're above the knee.
Okay,
thank
God.
They, like, basketball shorts?
No, they're, like... running shorts, but like running shorts that like a suburban
got it
dad would wear.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
Got it. They're like wide a little bit.
A little wide. They're because little I wide. Try I have these like skimpy little numbers that I was like gonna wear, but then they don't have a pocket space for my phone. And
right.
like
Ugh.
If I don't have my phone, like how am I
yeah.
at the gym?
Right.
And but I wear like a University of Virginia t-shirt. Like everyone thinks I'm like in a frat.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Like, it's kind of like,
Sam, that is so cool.
Okay, no, but then you're, it's like, so pissed at me. You've been mad at me literally all day long. Like, I don't know what I did. Like, I turned in my invoice on time. Like, I like like, I clocked in right on time, and yet, like, I'm being a good employee.
Can I say that the way that people know that you're gay at the gym is you probably, like, in between stuff, you're probably crossing your legs and going on your phone.
Oh, and I'm fully opening Scruff the whole
right,
time.
Right, you're, like, on Scruff. You're, like,
not even after each thing, just after each single rep. You, like, do one rep, and then you sit down, cross your legs, yeah, and look at your phone.
And a man is like, are you still using this? And you're like, mm-hmm. Yep. Still on it. Thank you.
I think we need to do our final
What's
segment.
Crazy is we actually do have to end.
Yeah.
That can't be true. No, it is. It is.
So many things don't end.
And nothing's really over.
Katy Perry taught me that.
Write a song. Write a song about that. I love that one.
I do too.
It actually is really
against
good.
My better judgment.
I mean, she sucks, but the hits are hits.
The hits are hits.
Hits are hits.
And I actually think she does suck, but then also in a different sense, she doesn't.
That's not going to allow. Another example of bisexuality.
Katy Perry in that sense is bisexual. She sucks and she also
she is more bisexual than any of us. That's and then
yeah.
Wearing
wow yeah
damn
and then just to close the loop on the different kinds of identities, going off of what you said about queering the space by wearing weird clothing,
yeah,
being queer just means wearing weird clothing.
Yeah, of course. I know, that's why I like, and you guys can see, but that's why I look fucking like insane right now in the studio.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's intimidating. It's very art pop era.
It's very,
yeah,
art pop
it's
era.
A lot.
It's like it's a look.
It's a Luke.
Oh, she's a Luke queen.
A Luke. She's a Luke queen.
It's a Luke. It's like hard for me to describe. It's like,
and that's why in our reality show, because it was audio based, the Luke queens did not do as well. As,
yeah,
you know, the comedy queens,
the fashion girls really tried, but they tried so hard.
They really couldn't.
It was just really hard to get that image across audio.
Yeah,
but that's life. So the final segment is sort of an homage to a beautiful element of straight culture, which is the shout out. Shout out to something that you love. It can be literally anything in the whole wide world. And you sort of do it in the style of, and I have to say, imagine you're at MTV's TRL, Times Square.
Got
it's
it.
2001. And you are there with your whole squad and you are shouting out to the rest of your school. So, I'll go first, actually.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, what's up, listeners? I just want to give a shout-out to the first 5 pages of this book I'm reading. You were really difficult, and you made it seem like I have a big journey ahead of me full of interesting characters, and it's going to be quite hard to get through it and remember all the details, and yet I am intrigued. I love you, first 5 pages of the book I'm reading. Woo!
Wow. Is it the book I think it is? Don't answer. Okay. No spoilers.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Hey, listeners. I just want to give a big shout out to the city of Philadelphia. I was recently there for under 24 hours and did not do any sightseeing. But I did meet 3 people, and I liked all 3 of them. And I walked past the Liberty Bell. Really great work. Thank you. Shout out to Philadelphia.
Woo!
I just wanted to give a really quick shout out now that I have the opportunity to the title of the book, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, which is a book that I haven't read, but I think the title is amazing and so, like, sort of powerful and visceral, and I think it's something I think about all the time, and I just want to, like, shout it out for the ways it's, like, illuminated my life and sort of helped me in, like, pursuing, like, truth and authenticity and, like, happiness and flourishing.
Woo!
Can I take it back? I take it back. Charlie, I'm kidding.
You're in the process of publishing your own book, which is called On Earth, The Heart is Briefly a Lonely Hunter.
And the reviews, and you know what the review was? Gorgeous.
Yeah.
They said it was gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Wow.
Well, Charlie, I really think this was a beautiful discussion on gym culture and honestly, one of our most on-topic episodes yet.
And you know what, Charlie? You really showed Celeste.
Thank you.
They'll have to think twice
about
before
mentioning your ass on a podcast again.
And let that be a lesson to all you listeners. Don't fucking come for me, because I'll fucking do an amazing job at something later, maybe unrelated.
Period.
You heard it here
period.
First. Keep it.
And that's that on that.
And that's on that.
And that's the tea with RuPaul. Have a good night.
I'm... What's her name? The other
Michelle
Visage. And good night.
And thank you.
Bye.